one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
The ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by The Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel announcing they would do more to protect civilians and aid workers, including increasing food and supplies to Palestinians sheltering in the north of Gaza. The announcement after a conversation between President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby with what the administration would like to see.
We want to see those hostages home. We want to see that aid increased. And the way to do that is through an immediate ceasefire, a temporary ceasefire for a matter of weeks.
The Israeli military today dismissing two officers, reprimanding three others for their roles in the drone strike in Gaza that killed seven food aid workers. President Biden visiting Baltimore today to get a firsthand look at recovery efforts at the scene of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The Labor Department's latest employment report just released, 303,000 jobs were added in March. That is more than the 200,000 jobs that economists were predicting. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was in New York City Thursday to headline the Republican State Committee annual gala. Abbott says he plans to keep busing migrants to New York City, and he boasted he's outdone former President Donald Trump on securing the border with Mexico.
When you look at the miles of that border wall that we've already put up and the miles currently under construction, Texas is building more border wall in Texas than Trump built in Texas.
A congressional primary in California ended in a tie for second place. That means three Bay Area Democrats will be on the ballot to represent California's 16th congressional district in November. The candidates who tied each got 30,249 votes. Any candidate or voter can request a recount, but would have to foot the bill. ABC's parent company, Disney, says it's preparing to crack down on password sharing on its streaming service. It's part of an effort to boost Disney Plus subscribers and profits. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Do you have craft supplies that you need but can't find them locally? At the Creative Outlet, I create my supply orders by what my customers want to buy. Show me exactly what you need to finish your current project and get ideas for that next creation. My goal at the Creative Outlet is to keep you creative and happy. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this: be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Do you remember the story of the portrait of Dante, which was painted upon the walls of the Bargello at Florence, Italy? Dr. Henry Van Dyke tells how it was supposed that this valuable picture had perished. Presently came an artist who was determined to find the original. He went into the old palace room where tradition said it was painted. This room was used for storing lumber and straw. Heaps of rubbish were carried away. He removed the whitewash, and lines and colors began to appear. At last, the noble face of the great poet appeared. And, says Dr. Van Dyke, that was not half so wonderful as the work Christ came to do in the heart of man, to restore the forgotten image of God. He comes to us and touches us with the faith that the divine image can be restored. Will we submit to the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit? Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some pretty decent spring weather here the next couple of days. Not overly warm, but when the sun is out, it should feel pretty nice, especially because it won't be as windy as it has been the past couple of days. High pressure will settle right across the region. As that high departs by Sunday, the next low pressure area coming out of the Central Plains will track our way. Should spread some rain in here by Sunday morning, continuing on and off into Sunday night. Looks like we could be dealing with at least a third of an inch or so around here, and some gusty winds as well for Sunday. Monday will be a few degrees warmer and just some leftover spotty showers, and even milder air coming in for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Looks like the moisture should finally move away by late Tuesday, with dry conditions coming up on Wednesday. Well, here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, not as breezy, high temperature close to 50, north and northeast wind up to 10. Clear and cool tonight, low at 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high at 54, east-southeast wind close to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, increasing clouds and breezy, low at 34. And Sunday looks cloudy and breezy with rain likely by mid-morning, high temperature in the upper 40s. The wind out of the east-southeast at 15 to 25. Monday mostly cloudy and warmer with just a 40% chance of spotty light showers, low 39, high 58. Tuesday breaks of sun and comfortable with a slight chance of a light shower, low at 40 with a high of 60. Wednesday partly sunny and mild with lows around 37, high up to 62. Thursday another nice spring day with a mix of sun and clouds, low 37 with a high of 62. So again today partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 50. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Sunny and 34. Yesterday it was 43 with a trace of flurries. 29 the morning low today. Record high 80 in 1991. Record low 12 in 1995. Last year's high was 50 and the low 33. Sunset will happen at 7:32 this evening. Sunrise time 6:35 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.13 and no precipitation. We're at 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated. Also, Robin's Desk Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look at the high school sports schedule. Also later on, Mike Clemens checks in with some Wisconsin sport news.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Desk Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Last night, a couple of area teams decided to brave the elements. Richland Center and Boscobel baseball was still played at Boscobel, and they matched up in the opening game of the season for both teams. The host Bulldogs won the contest 5-4. The Bulldogs scored two runs in the first and one in the second, two in the third. Richland Center played at all of its runs in the second. Lane Miller's double cleared the bases. Cole Wassinger walked and scored on an error as the Hornets took a 4-2 lead. Boscobel's Jaron Wiaki was 2-for-3 for the game, and he drove in a run and scored in the third inning as the Bulldogs took the lead. Landon Hazley pitched until the seventh for the victory. He left after hitting the 100-pitch limit after facing two batters in the final inning. Tyler Miller came on and got out of a jam. The Hornets had runners at second and third before Miller got a ground out and a strikeout to end the game. Lane Miller and Thomas Hohner combined to give up just three hits. Richland Center got some good pitching. Miller struck out six in three innings of work, and Hohner struck out five in three innings. Boscobel will start conference play today against Darlington. Richland Center's game against Platteville for today is postponed. They have moved that to a later date, April 23rd, by the way. Also, last night's Richland Center softball game versus Platteville will be played on April 22nd. For the Hornet baseball team, they will take on Portage on Monday and Weston on Tuesday. Also last night in softball, Iowa Grant got the win against Riverdale 17-2. On today's schedule, Riverdale will play host to Southwestern to open up conference play in the SWAL. I asked head coach Kurt Thompson about the league this year.
Cuba City has lost some guys, but they're always solid. You go back to Fenimore, who probably may be the conference favorite this year. They're always good. You got Mineral Point, who beat Pecatonica this last week 3-0. They're always solid. Boscobel is really coming along and improving and strong. And, you know, Iowa Grant's got a good young roster coming in too. So there's a lot of really good teams in the conference. So you can't ever take a night off. You have to always be ready to go. And I think that we should be up to that challenge.
And you'll be right into conference play this week, too, won't you?
Oh, yeah. We open up Friday. We have Southwestern at home. So we have a busy schedule. That's how the baseball season goes, but you wouldn't want it any other way.
Hear the game today on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also today, Richland Center softball has a scheduled game at home against DeSoto. The Richland Center soccer girls open up against Platteville Lancaster. Julia Smith and Shawnee Fink are back as coaches of the Richland Center girls soccer. I asked Shawnee about the start of the season.
The way that we're handling things going into the season, we have some good returning players, and they've stepped up and are helping a lot of new freshmen this year.
How did you look in the alumni game?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. There was some great things, great passing. We have a new formation this year, so we're working with that. We were missing a few key players in that game due to spring break, but they did really well for how little practice time we've had.
The Hornet soccer girls open up today with Platteville. River Valley's baseball team will take on Lancaster today. The River Valley Broadhead softball game has been postponed. In the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo with softball action today at Hillsboro. The Weston baseball team, after being canceled last night, has a scheduled game at Stoddard Park versus DeSoto this afternoon. The Ithaca baseball team had its game at DeSoto canceled yesterday. The Bulldogs are off now until a Monday outing at home against North Crawford.
Richland Sports Medicine has announced its recent Athletes of the Month. For the Female Athlete of the Month Award winner, it was Emma Haiti, the Richland Center wrestling team. She's a senior. And Ethan Haiti, a junior with the Richland Center wrestling team, named to the Athlete of the Month honors. Maybe a first, I don't recall, a brother and sister tandem being recognized the same month. Congratulations to both Emma and Ethan Haiti from Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital. Three Ithaca senior athletes will be officially signing their college letters of intent today. Kaylee Peterson, Micah Salisbury, and Josie Lau will all be signing today at 3 p.m. at Ithaca Schools. The public is invited to attend this assembly today. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Series high yesterday, the Three Aces in 1881. Spare Parts, 1767. And the Girlfriends, a 1742. Three Aces had a 633, a 630, and a 618. Top series, Judy Shireman, a 464. Barbara Burns, a 457. Alma Manning, a 446. Judy Skelly and Judy Shireman each had 177s. Barbara Burns, a 175. And Cheryl McNerlin, a 167. Barbara Burns had a 510 split pickup. Marsha Mahatka, a 57. Judy Skelly, a 310 in the Coffee Clutch League. From last night's All-Star League, with a couple of weeks left in the regular season, series high TKO Barbecue, a 30-34. Maple Valley Co-op, a 29-97. And Cardinal Glass, a 29-74. Cardinal Glass with a 10-81 game. TKO Barbecue, a 10-39, and Maple Valley Co-op, a 10-37. Top series, Chris Gerber, 151 over average, and a 7-57. Scott Oman had a 7-40 series, 158 over average. Kevin Genthy rolled a 7-14. Chris Gerber's top game was a 269, a 268 rolled by Kevin Genthy, and Scott Dilley had a 267. Additional highlights, Scott Dilley bowled a 620, 206 over average. Tim Oman bowled a 645, 102 over average. And Mike Morris bowled a 655, 97 pins over average. The 4-1 Brewers return to action after a day off as Seattle visits AmFam Field tonight. Freddy Peralta starts the first of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee plays every day for the next 13 days after getting another day off. All three opponents have legitimate hopes for the postseason, including the Mariners, the Reds, and the Orioles, and also the Padres coming up down the line. Seattle brings a 3-4 record into the first game after dropping 2 of 3 to the Guardians. Your Brewer baseball all weekend long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Mike Clemens is back with us to talk Wisconsin sports today here on WRCO. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Looking forward to a big weekend in sports. Let's start by talking about the Bucks. Boy, I'm not getting real confident they're going to do well in the playoffs this year. How does it look?
Well, yeah, they're home tonight. They begin a weekend series. You get the Raptors tonight, another game against the Knicks on Sunday. But, you know, this is a team that we've talked about, like last August, Giannis Antetokounmpo does an interview with the New York Times and says, look, you know, I need to win a championship. I'm not just settling for the one we won 2 years ago. I need to know that everybody in the building is doing everything they can to win a championship. And he said, you know, as a matter of fact, within a month later, he decides to sign his extension, and they make a trade and bring in Damian Lillard to the team, and so they get off to this great start. But here again, they've hit one of these bumps where they've lost four of their last five games, and they're losing the teams that they should beat, like the Washington Wizards. Come on. The other night they get beat by the Wizards, and they come home the next night and get beat by a banged up Grizzlies team again. Now here's one of the situations. It's Giannis out there by himself, Damian Lillard, and Chris Middleton, great shooter, and Patrick Beverley, guy they picked up in a trade in February from the 76ers, great defensive player, all out with injuries. Giannis is out there a little banged up. He's got this lingering hamstring tendon injury, but still playing the other night. And now with only 5-6 games left in the regular season, and then you get into the playoffs, it's like, you know, do you have enough firepower to win a series? So those are some of the concerns that they've got there. I've gotten to know Damian Lillard now a little bit more. I mean, he's such an impressive guy, Phil. Mm-hmm. He articulate. You see him, he's doing some national spots. Like, I don't know if he's doing, it was Taco Bell I saw him on, whatever. So, you know, his profile has, you know, gotten even bigger since he joined the Bucks. But the personal thing, I mean, last year he's with the Portland Trail Blazers, and after 9 seasons, all of a sudden Portland starts rebuilding. And they're bringing in a bunch of young guys, letting go some veterans. And he tells his agent, look, I'm 31, man. I want a ring. I don't want a part of this. Get me out of here. And he was actually pretty honest when the agent said, yeah, okay, we're trading you to Milwaukee. And he's like, yeah, I kind of thought we'd be going to Denver, or, you know, a different, bigger market or something. And so it took him a while for that to sink in. He was very honest about it. But then he realized, you know, what the Bucks organization is. He'd have Giannis there and all. But soon thereafter, his wife, a college sweetheart, 2-3 kids, they end up filing for divorce. And I don't know, we don't know the details. If she just said, like, what are you doing? This is where our family is. You're in Portland. We don't need to move. I don't, or if it's more sophisticated than that, but he's been going through a divorce. He had to miss a game again over the weekend that was for, quote, personal reasons. But someday, you know, he'll probably, you know, tell the rest of the story of just what this year's been like for him to transition to a different team, and then change coaches and trying to adjust to the different systems and, you know, still, you know, put up 30 points a night. He's been an interesting story to follow.
Really good trade. I still think it is, but do you think they'd have more wins had they kept Drew Holiday?
That's a great question, because he's on the Celtics, and they are what? You know, the number one team
right. In
the Eastern Conference, and he's such a good defensive player. No, they made that change because they needed a shooter, and when Giannis went down with a back injury against the Miami Heat, you know, Drew had the door was open, and he couldn't come up with enough points. They shut him down. And Lillard is an outstanding shooter, and if they, you know, the Bucks can get healthy and get that act together, there's technical things that are going on, you know, and Doc Rivers, you know, breaks this stuff down pretty good, and even the guys, the beat guys that cover the team, they'll point out, like, the other night, like they got outscored 70-56 in the paint, you know, and working underneath the bucket. And if their three-point shooters are out or not hitting, then, you know, then they become exposed that way. And so these are some of these things that they're going to have to fix and get back into the rhythm. You know, Doc Rivers is trying to get them in on both defense and then setting up, you know, for sets and for plays offensively as well. They just can't put it all on Giannis' shoulders every night. So it's tough. And then Patrick Beverley's out there playing with a torn tendon in his arm. They bring him in later in the game, and, man, he's just like a – you know, a swarm of mosquitoes or something. He's just all over these guards that are bringing up an offense and such a good defensive player, but, you know, now he's banged up.
Well, on the positive note, the Brewers have looked pretty good to start, haven't they?
Really good. I mean, they've only had one bad inning in the first week of the season. They started a week ago in New York against the Mets, an amazing sweep of the Mets. The other day, they were playing the Twins at American Family Field the other day, and, you know, had a lead. And I went to go get a hot dog and say hi to a buddy, and I come back like, what happened? Like, the bases are loaded, and the Twins put up 5 runs in the 7th inning, ended up winning the game. So other than that, you know, the crew, some very exciting players. Like, have you had a chance? I know how busy you are and calling games yourself, but have you seen this Oliver Dunn that they've got playing at third base? I mean, he made a play the other day, Phil, that I leaned over to the, like, 35-year-old guy next to me. I said, have you ever heard of Brooks Robinson? He goes, yeah, I think I've seen clips of him. Orioles, right? I said, yeah. This Dunn guy, there was a hot liner between the third base and shortstop position, and this guy went flying like Superman and put that glove out there and made a sure-handed catch and to, you know, retire the side. It was a great play. And, you know, where Matt Arnold, the GM, finds these guys, but they've got that kind of assortment of young guys, guys that have been, they've been working their way, you know, through the minors, and now they're getting their shots and they're performing. And then they, you know, they make the deal for Rhys Hoskins, who played for the Phillies for 10 years, great, steady player, but he tore his ACL and rehabbing and coming back from that. And the Brewers make a trade and bring him in. And this guy, I mean, he is an aggressive player, home runs, steady at first base, and then that hard slide against the Mets at second base. He went up against, you know, McGill. And, you know, they talk about when they say, well, that's baseball, because he came flying in with his left foot about to take out McGill's right ankle, and then his own knee and body about to take out, you know, McGill's left knee while he's standing there on the bag trying to set up a double play. But it had cleared the benches. The Mets didn't like the play at all. But it's an old-fashioned baseball. It's aggressive, and he's just the kind of veteran that they need in that Brewers clubhouse to inspire some of these young guys like Jackson Churio, the 20-year-old who got his first home run. So it's a very interesting roster that they've got. And Pat Murphy, interesting to find out how he's going to run the team and his sense of humor over the next several weeks.
Yeah, sounds like he's doing a great job. One final note, I know you got to go, but boy, that was a strange story about their relief pitcher who had a concussion, and then boy, what else happened?
Yeah, you know how baseball always has these like weird injuries, like some guy's just, you know, going down the steps and the dugout slips and falls and he's out for the year or something. Trevor McGill is one of their bullpen pitchers, and they had just wrapped up that series in New York, and he's standing in a cell phone store Monday when all of a sudden he faints, passes out, hits his head on something. And when he came to, the store attendants helped him, and so he immediately called into the team and said, hey, man, I just passed out in a cell phone store. It turns out he'd gotten food poisoning when they were in New York over the weekend. And, of course, you know, if you don't keep up with your fluids, it had drained him, and he fainted and passed out. Only problem is now he's got to follow the seven-day – he's out for the next 7 days under the Major League Baseball's concussion protocol. But, I mean, what a strange way to end up on the injury list, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sometimes is painful to go to the cell phone store, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he got to look at the bill, right? Yeah,
exactly. All right, Mike, always good stuff. You take care and get those Brewers a win. Don't go for a hot dog because it seems like that doesn't
right.
go well. So.
Yeah. No, eat before the meal.
There you go.
Before the game.
Yeah. All right. Mike Clemens joining us here on WRCO Live on WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Good morning on a Friday. It's time for Fresh from the Country, which is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We have brand new releases to share today and also look at the country music chart and how that's doing. And the trivia question of the day is coming up in a little bit here. This is Casey Musgraves.
Even something as small as an apple, it's simple and somehow complex. Sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? There's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? Don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Sometimes I look in the mirror and wish I could make a request. Could I pray it away? Am I shapeable clay? Or is this as good as it gets? One day you're on top of the mountain, so high you'll never come down. Then the wind at your back carries ember and ash, and it burns your whole house to the ground. Is it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? I don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Too broken and maybe too hard to love. I was in a weird place and I saw the right face and the stars and the planets lined up. Does it happen by chance? Is it all happenstance? Do we have any say in this mess? Is it too late to make some more space? Can I speak to the architect? This life that we make speak to the architect. Is there an architect?
That's brand new from Casey Musgraves. It's called The Architect. Here on WRCO FM 100.9, it's a pleasant 37 degrees this morning. Here's a new one from Kylie Morgan.
Caught you looking at me, I pretended not to notice. Talking that Tennessee, wearing that jacket like you stole it. Started hanging out, talking smack, then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know that one night stand would turn into two night stands, both sides of the bed, two lamps going out when I lay my head on your chest till the sun through the blinds starts pouring, like the two cups of coffee in the morning. Was just having fun, wasn't looking for the one. First kiss, I smiled and said I never do things like this. Now we got the same mailbox and the same last name. Turns out going home with you, best bad decision I ever made. Two night stands, both sides of the bed, two lamps going out when I lay my head on your chest till the sun through the blinds starts pouring, like the two cups of coffee. Having fun, wasn't looking for the one, love forever wasn't part of my plan. But that one night stand put a ring on my hand, and I wound up with two night stands, yeah. Ooh, what one I could turn into. Chest to the sun through the blind starts pouring, like the two cups of coffee in the morning. It's just having fun, wasn't looking for the one, love forever wasn't part of my plan. But that one night stand put a ring on my hand, and I wound up with two night stands.
Kylie Morgan, fresh from the country, and two nightstands.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick.
you get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
21 minutes before 9, coming up the trivia question of the day. This song's been coming up into the top 20 this week for Jason LD.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room. Sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo.
Jason Aldean into the top 20 with that one this week here on WRCO Radio. Well, the trivia question of the day can net you a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Some good old cookies. Oh, good stuff there. And you can win. According to a survey, the average man loses this by age 53. What could it be? We'll see if anybody can hit it on the head. If not, we will give you some clues. But according to a survey, the average man loses this by the age of 53. Henry, yeah, I think he did. Anyway, I know I did. 608-647-4155. Here's the group Heartland and a brand new one called No Tomorrow.
One day I wanna be front porch sitting with no regrets. One day I wanna look back thinking, man, those were the good days. I'll call someday. You're gonna lay me down in that ground. Yeah, baby, one day. Till then I'm gonna turn it up louder. Ain't gonna be afraid to fly. Gonna love a little harder. Raise them up higher. Burn the tires, set fire to every mile. That tick-tock keeps on ticking around the clock. When it's gonna stop, only the good Lord knows. Just a little more water and a little less whiskey. One day might be a little less kick drum and a lot more six string. But either way, and that ain't keeping me from keeping this hammer laid down. Till then I'm gonna turn it up louder. Ain't gonna be afraid to fly. Gonna love a little harder. Raise them up. Burn the tires, set fire to every mile. That tick-tock keeps on ticking around the clock. When it's gonna stop, only the good Lord knows. One day, there won't be no tomorrow. So
Heartland at WRCO. Oh, we've had some fun with this one. Some of the wrong answers are almost better than the right answer. Congratulations to Brad Wagner, who came through the line with the right answer. And he's not speaking from personal experience because he's not 53 yet. But according to a survey, the average man loses this by age 53. The correct answer is fashion sense. I don't know that I ever had any fashion sense. Ask June, you know. But I remember my mother and dad. Dad would come downstairs to dress up for whatever, and my mom would say, "Oh, are you wearing that?" You know. So I guess it goes through generations too. But he would usually have a tie or something that didn't quite match the whole ensemble. So fashion sense is the correct answer. We had guesses for such things as hair. Someone said starter wife. And eyesight, which that makes sense too. That's about the time, I think it was about 50, when I started buying the magnifying glasses, the cheaters, you know, and then laying them like everywhere I went and then missing them. And then I'll tell you, I was really concerned. A couple of times I would get to a basketball game and I could see far away. I could see the numbers real well, but to write them down in the scorebook, it wasn't easy. So I even, one time I was at Ithaca and Mr. Coonan was there at the time, and I told him my dilemma. He said, oh, I got the same problem. He went and got me a pair of his cheaters so I could see to do the ball game. But I eventually broke down to buy some real glasses because it got to the point where some of the far away numbers on the field were getting a little hazy. And I said, yeah, for work purposes, I better invest in some real glasses. But anyway, congratulations to Brad. He is our winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. And Brad will be all dressed up this weekend.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
9 minutes before 9 o'clock, our morning show time comes up between 9 and 10 today. Some conversations about aging and some resources available. And also, we'll welcome in recently retired physician's assistant Steve Wolk. Been a longtime friend. He'll be in to talk about his days and what he looks forward to in retirement. We might even talk a little baseball. I don't know, but we'd like to do that. Coming up here on WRCO Radio, our final couple of selections on Fresh from the Country Friday morning.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
8 minutes before nine, fresh from the country time. This is Aaron Goodman. Come on.
Yeah. I know I ain't no Hemingway. I never think about what I say. Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. It's got you, you, you written all over it. All I wanna do, do, do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got you, you, you written all over it. I'm gonna carve our names in
sycamore tree. Gonna put them way up power everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars, so everybody knows this good old boy's heart's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got you written all over it. Written all over it. It's got you written all over it. It's got you written all over it. It's got you written all over it. It's got why.
Brand new from Aaron Goodvin and written all over it. This week's most played country songs across the land. Hardy at number 5 with Truck Bed. Parker McCollum with Burn It Down at number 4. Sam Hunt is at number 3, up 3 spaces with Outskirts. Morgan Wallen stays at number 2 with Man Made a Bar. Some help from Eric Church in that one. And number 1, song's been around for a while since his days on American Idol. This is Chase Beckham.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way. I know.
24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Chase Beckham, number one with 23. I'm Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee wishing you all the best. We'll talk to you next hour with Community Conversation on The Morning Show. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC.